So flex licensing is it's a user-based subscription. Think of it as an enterprise agreement. It is a single agreement that can cover you for your entire collaboration needs.
Technology is transforming how we think, how we lead, and how we win. From InnerVision, this is Status Go, the show helping IT leaders move beyond the status quo, master their craft, and propel their IT vision.
Hello and welcome to Status Go. I'm Alicia Gaba, VP of Marketing for InnerVision, and I have with me today Juan Carlos. He's helped hundreds of clients implement Cisco-based unified communications, both on-premise and in the cloud. He also led the go-to-market efforts for Cisco Flex here at InnerVision, and he was actually the first to sell a Flex deal in the central region, if not the entire country. Is that correct?
I believe that's correct.
Yes. So what we're going to talk about today is how to make sense of Cisco Flex licensing. Juan Carlos, thanks for joining me today. Glad to have you here.
Thank you, Alicia, for having me.
Well, let's start at a really high level. Can you provide a little bit of background on Cisco licensing and the way that it's worked for voice and collaboration?
Absolutely. So Cisco licensing, when it comes to collaboration, has been a part of my whole career. So I've been very in tune with the licensing changes over the years. And before we jump into what the latest are on the licensing front, we need to understand what the challenge was and what the Cisco licensing used to look like on the collaboration side. As Cisco was developed as a collaboration player, they were releasing and acquiring different products and services. And as they grew and they established in the market, each one of these new products, services, and features happened to have different licensing requirements, right? So we ended up with, you know, probably as of today, plus 20 different products with different levels of features that can be licensed. So we have everything from user-based licensing to device-based licensing and, you know, enterprise agreements and perpetual licenses. So we have it all. There is a lot of options, which can be really confusing. So that's been a feedback for a long time. Now there are new options that come to simplify that a little bit.
Let's talk a little bit about that. Obviously, Cisco over the past year or so came to market with Flex licensing. So what exactly is Flex licensing?
So Flex licensing is it's a user-based subscription, right? Think of it as an enterprise agreement. It is a single agreement that can cover you for your entire collaboration needs. So it can hold your licensing entitlement for calling, messaging, and meetings. So all those three buckets in one single subscription, and it will also allow you to do a flexible deployment. So you can actually not only get all the entitlement, but also get the option to deploy that either on-premise, hosted, or on a cloud basis.
And obviously there's been a lot of buzz around Flex licensing. Why do you believe people are excited about it? What are the major benefits?
Well, going back to what the problem was, I think people are excited because it was too often that customers saw themselves in the position that they needed to roll out a new feature or just roll out new sites and found themselves in this situation where they didn't even know if they had the right licensing or not. And going through multiple procurement processes to get a specific feature or just to enable their growth. So this is big because now you're taking that recurring procurement cycle out of the question. You get licensed, and within this license agreement, there is growth built into it, right? So the time to value when you decide that you want to roll out something to actually doing it, it gets greatly reduced because you don't have to go through that procurement cycle. All you have to do, you know that you are covered for all of the collaboration solutions and features day one. And it also incorporates growth. So 20% of your user base, you can grow within your term. And there is absolutely no procurement required to do that. You actually get those licenses upfront.
One of the things that I feel like I've been exposed to is that this decision between, okay, Cisco has this fabulous new licensing. They're clearly a leader in the market as it is. But then how do I make the decision as a customer around on-prem versus cloud or hosted? So what I'd love to hear from you is, what are you seeing? What are some of the trends that you're seeing? What's causing people to make certain decisions one way versus the other way?
So there is definitely a trend, and I'll get into it. But the nice thing about Flex is that it doesn't force you to make a choice anymore, right? So back in the day, you either do hosted or you don't, or you do on-prem. And when you made that decision, you were kind of locked into that decision for some time. The beauty of Flex is that it will allow you to move between plans, and it actually will allow you to do a hybrid approach, having some hosted, some on-prem. So you don't really have to make a decision, or you can phase it out if it's a decision that you cannot, you know, make all at once. When it comes to the trends you mentioned, we are seeing a tremendous growth on the UC as a service market. Cisco on itself had triple-digit growth year over year on HCS last year. On the overall industry, we are seeing a specific trend that, especially on a target that we were not able to reach before, which is the enterprise sector, we're seeing the enterprise sector being more friendly to the cloud. So they have a cloud strategy already. They are moving their email to the cloud, and voice is one more step forward on their cloud strategy. That being said, moving all the collaboration solution was always something they were very resistant to it. I mean, I can tell you that as far as, you know, 3 years ago, it was a very hard conversation to have, and it was most of the time shut down right at the beginning. Now we are seeing, according to Gartner, a 46% compounded annual growth rate for companies with 1,000 users or more. So that's a big sign that the industry is giving us.
And so what are you, so clearly there's this transition towards hosted. What are you seeing be the big drivers for that?
So the big there's a lot of benefits when you go hosted, right? So as I mentioned, there's no one out there today that does not have a cloud strategy, right? So that was not the case, you know, 10 years ago. But today, everyone has a cloud strategy, whatever, in different forms, but they will have one. And moving collaboration, or specifically when it comes to the phone system, moving the phone system out of their data center seems to be part of their strategy already. This is something that we are seeing all the time. This is something the customers are leading with. They are asking, how can I get out of the phone system management? And that's the second part of it, is the management. So not only I am going to free up that real estate on my data center, I am also going to outsource all the day-to-day tasks, the upgrades, and the break-fix type of work that it's really not relevant to my business, right? So if it's not relevant to my business, I don't want to do it. That's what we hear all the time, and that's what HCS can do for you.
Very, very much synergy from what we hear a lot from CIOs. I want to get out of the data center business. Well, if the phone system's in the data center, get it out. It's a keeping the lights on task and non-strategic. So not surprised to hear that at all. Now, have you come across any perceptions or beliefs where people think, hey, I've got this complexity in my on-prem environment, I can't go hosted? Have you come across any of those scenarios? Are they true? Are they myths? Would love to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, we do come into those conversations all the time. I'll say there are diverse spectrum of reasons that, you know, if people will bring different challenges, I would say a lot of them are misconceptions. The biggest one, and it was true for some time, so that's probably the reason it's still out there, comes to the software support. When they have just renewed their software support, it kind of prevented them from going to hosted midterm of that renewal. That's not the case anymore, and that's something we continue to educate our customers on, that, you know, even if it just renewed, you can still move to the cloud thanks to the flexibility of the Flex plan, for instance. And another one that is a big one is that they will think that some features will no longer be there when they move to host. To that, what I can say is that the exact same applications that they use on-prem are the applications that are part of the HCS solution. So if you have a third-party paging system, for instance, don't think that that will not work once you move to hosted, because all the same flexibility that you have on your on-prem system exists on the HCS side, and probably more.
So let's talk a little bit about TCO improvement, because one of the things that I'm sure we have found is there's got to be a big driver outside of if someone's not truly trying to get out of the data center business, or maybe in addition to that, at the end of the day, this is a keeping the lights on initiative, and it's something that you want to reduce costs on. What have you seen? What kind of numbers have you seen around reduced costs, whether it's due to Flex or due to some other change that we've seen organizations make around their collaboration and voice?
Yeah, so as one of the benefits of Flex, I think I mentioned the flexibility and the simplicity of the plan. The third benefit is around cost management. Moving to Flex will most of the time, if not all, translate into some form of savings, right? And we've run these numbers in too many ways where it always comes as a saving to the customer. So even if you're just switching to the licensing to Flex, just to give you an example, on a hypothetical 1,000 user company that it's a greenfield, just bear with me for a second. Let's say this is a greenfield, they just pop out of nowhere, and they are going to deploy full Cisco collaboration. If they decide to go look at what perpetual will cost versus what Flex will cost to deploy every single feature within the collaboration portfolio, they will be saving 50% approximately if they do go the subscription way. Now, you might think, well, yeah, that's kind of a hypothetical scenario where we have this company that came out of nowhere and they are 1,000 users already. What happens to the brownfield scenarios? That's what we face most of the time. So for that same company, let's imagine that they are already a Cisco perpetual license customer, and they are using all of these features. They are using all of the collaboration portfolio, and they paid for each of these licenses separately. For this company, if they switch, just by switching, keeping everything on-prem, they will be saving 40% over 5 years just by switching to Flex. So on top of all the great benefits we mentioned before, you have cost justification to do something like this. If you are the CIO and I tell you that you're going to save money just by switching your license, and why wouldn't you do it? And if on top of that, I tell you, you know what, that's going to put you a step closer to your long-term strategy of going to the cloud, because the Flex agreement will also give you that flexibility, then why wouldn't you do it?
So clearly what I'm hearing from you is that the cost savings can be significant, and there's this huge shift towards moving off-prem to the cloud, which is just really aligned with what many CIOs are trying to do, which is get out of the data center business, remove the daily keeping the lights on tasks so their teams can focus on the important things. As we close out our session today, I think a great place for us to end would be for you to share your advice on where would you suggest someone start if they're in the process of considering, should I be taking on an initiative like this or not? You've clearly helped countless companies with this. What's your advice? What's your best closing advice for folks considering that?
So I would say that the advice is clear and simple. Is run the numbers, right? Before you continue down the path, down the traditional path of expanding what you already have, run the numbers and see if something like Flex licensing will work for you. Most of the time it will, and it will enable you to grow faster and deploy a broader set of features. And if it comes as a cost savings, why not?
Great. Well, Juan Carlos Anzola, thank you so much for joining us on today's episode of Status Go.
Well, thank you very much, Alicia, for having me. This was a pleasure for me, and I look forward to hear it.
You've been listening to the Status Go podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or get more information at intervision.com. If you'd like to contribute to the conversation, find Intervision on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter. Thank you for listening. Until next time.